come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Forgive us. We have a show to put on.
We have a show to put on. Your show.
Well, we have a really great show.
A show we're going to put on for you.
It's something we've been working on for quite some time.
We can't have a whole show, then I want half a show rather than no show.
We have a surprise for you lot.
Have a good show, everybody.
Okie doke.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Friday, July 16th. Hiya, Coriel.
Hiya, JP. How you feeling this morning?
Probably about 98% better.
Okay, that's good.
That's good. You sound better.
Thanks, man. No, it's
yeah, you can actually talk. That's it. That's a step in the right direction.
It was a weird 36 hours, I tell you, to have that kind of an allergic reaction. I haven't had one of those since I was like 9 or 10. It's been that long. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you?
I am fantastic. Today is my father's birthday, so we're going to go see my dad and hang out with him today. So, 64.
It's a good way to start your weekend off is celebrating Pops' birthday.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Coriel, what do you got going on this weekend?
I have a wedding.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Stacy and Eliza are getting hitched.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited.
We've got the, tonight, the Cornerstone State Games opening ceremonies at Seacrest Field that we'll be doing tonight.
That's fun.
Tracy Bird.
Tracy Bird's going on.
At the Saline County Fair.
Tomorrow's John Michael Montgomery at the Douglas County Fair.
Yeah, with Thompson Square. And then welcome to Lincoln stuff going on.
Yeah, with Glenn Templeton downtown in the rail yard.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff all
Our
spread
golf
out.
Outing is tomorrow with the tee off for Treasures.
Jeez, tomorrow is a stacked day.
Yeah, it's a full day. I'm trying to squeeze everything in that I can.
How excited are you for tomorrow?
It's always one of my favorite things, and the weather looks like it's going to be pretty decent for the weekend, so we should have pretty good golf weather. It wasn't it's not as hot as it has been the past couple of years, but it's always a great cause to help out with the Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation. 8 years of doing it now.
Yeah.
And hanging with Jeremiah and Emma Searles and Brent Qualley and Spencer Long and a bunch of people that are really, really good people to work with when it comes to making sure kids have something to do when they're going through.
No, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a good weekend for a lot of stuff. So whatever you're doing, hopefully you've got something planned. If not, that's okay too, because American Horror Stories.
Oh, I saw that coming out.
Man. I already watched.
You watched both episodes already?
Yeah. I'm like one of the largest fans of that
show. Well,
but this is totally different though. You understand that like it's separate, right?
Like, there's different stories within the story. Like,
so, American Horror Stories is a total side thing just to appease you before
the real
American Horror Story, the double feature, comes out later, August 25th.
Okay.
Yes, for
but
sure.
Essentially, 100%. Each episode is new of this American Horror Stories, except for, just to make it even more confusing, the first story of American Horror Stories actually ended up being a two-parter. So actually it has two episodes.
That's what I was wondering, because they go back to Murder House from season one.
Right, but they should, the third episode essentially should be like a whole new story, like a second different story.
Right.
I don't know.
That's what I was figuring. It was going to be stories.
Yeah. But then it's like, well, then make it each, I don't know. Each episode is supposed to be different, except they can't fit it all into one episode, they give you two-parter and make it extra confusing.
It's like, I would compare it to like Stephen King did a book called Nightmares and Dreamscapes, and it was a bunch of short stories, and then a couple of them actually coincided with each other. They like popped up, like one popped up later in the book.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a cool thing.
This was interesting. It was all right. I don't think it was amazing, which kind of sucks.
I watched part one. I haven't seen part two. The first episode of Stories.
Okay.
So that's there. There's a lot of other stuff you can do this weekend. We've got it all for you.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
So part of Free Fun Friday. Out of Context Contest. A redneck review of Space Jam 2. We'll get fake news. Jungle John will stop by. Some big, big news involving Memorial Stadium in our What's Trending. And a lot more coming up.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
So if you weren't paying attention, Shark Week is upon us.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Usually I'm like all in and excited for it. I did not realize that it was this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not sure how much this distinction matters when you're staring down a great white shark.
Ooh.
But some animal advocates think this is important.
Okay.
So with Shark Week on Discovery Channel, a group of experts in Australia are pushing the idea that shark attack is a bad term and also not accurate.
Okay.
Well, what in the heck is it supposed to be called? Because it ain't good luck.
They say a vast majority of what we call attacks are just tiny bites or nibbles from small sharks that aren't really attacking us.
No, they're just playing with us, just seeing if we're what we are.
Right.
They're tasting us.
Yeah, exactly. They're curious what we taste like, apparently. But they don't have hands, so their only way to feel something is with their mouth.
With their teeth. They got sensitive teeth.
Oh. So they're asking people not to say...
That makes me feel kind of bad.
What term do they want us to use?
They don't want us to use shark attack. Their suggestions are shark interactions or negative encounter with a shark.
Hold on. Both of those really undersell what happens to you when a great white shark puts its teeth on you.
Right?
No, that's too much. That's dumb.
Could you imagine? So, like, let's move this to humans.
Okay.
So, Jackson, good friend of the show, dating Coryell. When he has a encounter with Coryell, is it more accurate to call it a Coryell attack or a Coryell encounter? Because his life has never been the same since.
It's actually, it is the same as these advocates are. It's actually just called a negative encounter.
A negative encounter.
A negative encounter. A negative Coryell interaction.
So like if a bear comes up and just kind of messes with you a little bit, doesn't eat you, it's just a negative bear encounter?
That's just a negative encounter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also say that back in the early 1900s, like, people used to call them shark accidents. The term attack didn't gain steam until the 1930s. Now people think they're man-eating monsters, but only 13 people worldwide were killed by sharks last year.
Well, I mean, there is a difference, though. They do, I mean, they will refer to shark encounters as a shark encounter, because you can encounter a shark in, like, a cage.
Right.
Or one swims underneath you, or comes close to your boat, or whatever, or maybe, like...
That's considered an encounter.
That's an encounter.
Yeah.
But, when it's trying to taste you to figure out what you are, at least...
Right. Yeah.
That would, I mean, I guess I understand negative encounter.
Like, you guys, I don't know, is it just me or has, like, the sensitivity jumped the shark in this case?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is freaking like, we're worried about the feelings of a great white shark. That thing literally has, like, hundreds of thousands of years of evolution where it turned into the ultimate killing machine in the ocean. Right. And we're worried about its feelings.
And it's got a great shark appetite for you.
Poor Bruce.
Yeah. You feel really bad for the sharks.
Yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they are just really misunderstood.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're not. They're not here to. Oh wait, yes, they are here to eat us. Yes. Never mind.
Coming up next, go next with the JP Coryell and Husker Nick show.
So more of your viewing pleasure, Shark Week on Discovery Channel. You can check that out.
I can't wait for the Brad Paisley thing to start.
Brad Paisley.
That is going to be cool. Paisley's on Shark Week.
He is.
Yeah, Brad Paisley's on Shark Week, and what they're doing is trying to figure out which one of Brad Paisley's songs will either attract sharks or repel them.
Oh.
His special...
Accidental Racist will repel everything if he just plays that song.
Absolutely. I'm scanning really quick. I can't figure it. Find it on Twitter, KZKX969. Okay. I'll tell you when his episode airs.
We'll get the nitty gritty coming up next.
Wake up. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks, 96.9.
Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line has named his boat. We've got Brad Paisley's underwater fans, Luke Combs' gift to his parents, and new music.
Getting you in the know from Music Row. Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Florida Georgia Line's Brian Kelly and his wife Brittany live full time at the beach now, and they can spend all the time they want on the water, of course.
That's got to be rough.
Right. Yeah, rough life. Brian says back in January, they bought a boat, which was his dream, of course. So then he had to come up with the perfect name. He really is a big fan of the ocean, the beach, boats in general.
I love boat names. I think boat names tell a lot about the person in the boat, and they tell so many stories. They're so unique, and they're just so intriguing. And so into last year came, and I was like, babe, I think I found us a boat that checks off everything on our list. I was like, that's the Brittany Marie right there.
Yep, that's right. He named it after his wife.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, boat names, I just think of, like, delightful puns, tacky puns, and all of the, like, But yeah.
But, no, you got to name it the most beautiful name that you could think of. Jenna.
Jenna. I don't know. So whatever. Brian's happy about the name. I'm sure Brittany is too. He named his boat after his wife's first and last name. All or first and middle name. So in case you missed it, and I thought it was airing this weekend, but it actually aired on Tuesday. Brad Paisley was a part of Discovery's Shark Week. The country star and comedian J.B. Smoove, who's so stinking funny.
He's awesome.
He's so funny. Met up in the Bahamas, Brad and J.B. Smoove. They were looking for new fans. Sharks. So with the help of Dr. Austin Gallagher, they put Brad's musical talents to the test in shark-infested waters. They set off to find out which Brad Paisley song attracts or repels sharks.
Here we go.
They're underwater now with the speaker.
Yeah. These sharks are completely excited about something. They're so crazy.
Are they
dancing?
JB.
Oh, yeah, the sharks are loving it, JB.
JB asks, are the sharks dancing? So clearly the sharks are kind of a fan of Brad Paisley's music.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I'm a little shocked about this. I didn't expect the sharks to be attracted. Usually it's cougars that you find attracted to Brad Paisley's music.
Oh, my God.
That's a valid point.
Moving on. The Man. Experiment was shot May 31st through June 3rd. Aired on Tuesday the 13th. If you just YouTube it, honestly.
I bet it's on the Discovery Channel page. You can
it is on the Discovery Channel page. I'm really basic, and I just typed what it if, into YouTube, and it showed up.
What if out of nowhere, just a whole bunch of, like, in their mid-40s women in bikinis started
they just started, like, plummeting
them
to the bottom?
Yeah, how sweet would that be?
That would be outstanding.
Like, that would have been the greatest episode of Shark Week ever.
Beautiful. Right? Luke Combs has helped both of his parents retire, the ultimate gift, apparently for selfish reasons. Luke says, quote, that decision was solely predicted off of being able to spend more time with them as they get older. It's been a joy for me, and it's a great way for them to come out and experience some of these awesome things that I get to do. So Luke Combs has now helped his parents retire, and cool. They're, I guess, maybe his entourage. They're his muscle, if you will.
Great.
Did you see that he was putting out on Twitter that he is asking people where he should tour next
year? Did you see
year?
All the responses for Lincoln, Nebraska?
Oh, yeah. It was everywhere. I'm like, good, people, keep going.
Yeah, people
I almost
really
tagged Huskers on it just to, like, hashtag Huskers. Right? Keep going.
People were really inundating him, so hopefully he just, if anything, hopefully he just gets annoyed and wants us to stop, so he'll come to shut us up.
Yes, yes.
New music now from Dan and Shay. It's the title track from a new album releasing on August 13th called Good Things. So here's Good Things, and also Kicks Good Things on the way, too. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey L with Kicks 96.9.
Said some things I ain't proud of. I wish I could take back. Never meant to make you hurt like that, no. For a while it was perfect. You made my world stand still. Oh, and something about you always will. So when it's late at night and you're still wide awake, if you're with your friends or you're lonely, when you hear somebody start to say my name, I love you.
when you hear somebody start to say my name. Oh, when you think of me, I hope you think good things.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That's latest from Dan and Shay. Their new album coming out as well, called Good Things. Speaking of good things, we do have a bunch of good things on the way. If you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll be glad to add it to the show.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
And this is where you can
tell me something good.
It's good things time. If you got a good thing, as always, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. You can direct message us with the title Good Things. We'll be glad to add it to our show. What do you got today, Coriel?
My good thing comes from disaster. No, not totally. But if you do have big downed branches after storms,
okay,
for example, or for whatever reason you're cutting down a tree, mulberry, ash, birch, bring them to the Lincoln Children's Zoo. Maybe call ahead to make an arrangement, especially if it's like a lot of tree or if it's nearby the zoo. You can make an arrangement ahead of time so they can come pick it up. But here's why. That is called browse, like the leafy branches and tree stuff or whatever.
Okay.
If it's fresh browse, especially giraffes and camels will go nuts over this. And actually, ooh, like for example, Henry Dorley Zoo, like they use like tons, like 20 tons or something like that, or that number's probably wrong, but they use 200 tons of fresh leafy branches each year to feed the animals. Maybe not quite as many just volume wise for Lincoln Children's Zoo, but they are in the same boat. The animals love those branches, and it gets them out of your yard and into the mouths of animals that will be very, very happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell me something good.
Oscar Nick, your good thing.
I have two really small good things. One of them, I think, is sitting on my lap here. You guys can see me in the video. My daughter's with me.
Bailey.
Hey, Bailey, I know you just woke up. Today is Grandpa's birthday. Do you want to say happy birthday to the radio? Go ahead. Say it. Don't be shy. Say happy birthday, Grandpa. All right, well, she failed. No radio crew for this one. Well, it's my dad's birthday today, and I love my dad. He's one of my best friends, so I'm excited to go celebrate with him. The other one that I want to shout out is, on this circle that I live on here, there is an individual who every time it snows, if there's a foot of snow down, she's the first one out making all us guys look terrible by shoveling. On Monday mornings, 8 o'clock, like clockwork, she mows her own yard, does all this stuff. Marilyn, who lives across the street from me, turns 90 this week.
Oh, wow.
And this weekend,
she's a powerhouse.
She is a beast, and I absolutely love her. Yesterday she walked over to give my kids cookies for her birthday.
Oh.
So I want to shout out Marilyn because she's one of the nicest people. She volunteers to read to kids in school. She goes up to the hospital and volunteers. She is I know a lot of people don't know her, but she is a pillar in this community. So love you, Marilyn. Happy birthday.
You that should send cool. the kids over with cookies and say, it's our grandpa's birthday.
Oh, I know, right? We're planning something fun for her on
cool.
Monday. She is exactly, it's what is it, 50 years and 5 days older than me.
Wow.
That's so crazy
Whoa.
To think about.
That's
so, yep.
fun.
Yep.
That's very good.
Tell me something good.
I also have two quick good things. First of all, I'm honored to be a part of the opening ceremonies for the Cornhusker State Games, and I'm super excited for people tonight because Alex Gordon and Eric Crouch and Kurt Tomaszewicz and Carol Frost and Jordan Dahl, who's the Gatorade Softball Player of the Year, all going to be there to be a part of celebrating everybody competing in the games and
right.
fireworks and all kinds of cool stuff with that. So I'll be on the mic for that. But also celebrating, he would be 17 this year, Tyson Chambers, who passed away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do it every year.
And that's the reason why you do
the golf
tournament. For Treasures golf tournament.
8 years now that we've done this golf tournament. And for the last 3 or 4 years, we have sold the sucker out.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
It's fantastic to be a part of, and I'm just super excited to be out at the golf course at Woodland Hills tomorrow for the shotgun start with that. And again, if you guys want to be a part of it, you just got to pay attention. You got to follow Tyson Treasure Chest Foundation on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. And as soon as it goes up, just grab your team and get in and have some fun with us. We'll have some great prizes this year, and a lot of great people going to be out with us in Eagle, and it's going to be a perfect day for golf, and that's my good thing.
Coming up.
Next. With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
What could be a good thing or a bad thing? Space Jam 2. We'll find out from Cooter Mosifus what he thinks of LeBron's movie.
When I wake up, oh, wake
Wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang old, it's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mo Cephas.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, y'all. Now listen up. This week we got a new movie, and in the words of my cousin's son, Carter, it stars that guy from Fortnite, LeBron James. Yeah, that's how he, because,
oh my God, so sad.
Oh my God, it's the guy from Fortnite, and no. I'm like, yeah, that's a basketball player, okay, you got it, anywho,
champion basketball player,
I know, he, but no, little kids know him as that guy from Fortnite, so that's good. That's how cool is that, though, him and Neymar are in Fortnite, they got some athletes, they need to get Patrick Mahomes in there, anywho. This here movie this week is Space Jam 2. It is the sequel to, yes, that Space Jam. A lot of y'all are like, I remember Space Jam when I was younger, like the early 90s. Yeah, it's that Space
Welcome
Jam.
Welcome to the Space Jam.
That's right. No word on if they use the original soundtrack. I hope they do, because it's awesome. But here's your preview.
What brings you to Tone 1, Doc?
The computer dude kidnapped my son.
Doc!
What in the Matrix hell? What'd you do to my son?
The only way you're getting your son back is if you and I play a little basketball.
You want to play me in basketball? I need to assemble an elite team.
You need a dream team.
We'll get your son back. I promise.
What's happening?
Pump up the chair. Yo, King. You're about to lose your family.
Got the world in my head.
Everything you love.
Well, at least we're good.
Oh, and I almost forgot. All of the tunes will be deleted, so.
Come on, guys. The Toon Squad doesn't give up.
If we're going out, we're going out loony.
Meet me.
Up the jam.
You gotta win this game and get our son back.
Up the jam.
Let's go, Toons.
I've got hops.
Eat on.
All right, so that's your preview for Space Jam 2. I'll tell you what, though, like when you look at this movie, it's one of them where I think the kids are going to love it. And I know it's not what we watched when we were younger, but right. It's going to be entertaining as all get up for you guys. And the kids are going to love it. Anything that gets those cartoon characters back into prime time is good, if you ask me, because they're darn good. And I'm excited myself because old Speedy Gonzalez is my favorite, and he's in this thing. So there's a whole bunch of different characters that you're
going
to find
Lola
in this.
I like Lola Bunny.
Yeah, she's in there too. I'm sure she's going to have a moment where she dunks a ball or something. It's going to be awesome. You're going to love it.
Dunking on them.
That's right. Now, because of that, I give this thing 5 bags of pork grinds, because it ain't about you. It's about the kids. Get out and enjoy it with the kiddos. They're going to love this thing. It's all colorful and fun, and it's just a good movie. All right, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And hey, may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we have what's trending, which includes drinking a beer with Garth Brooks.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Who is going down?
Right here on Kix 96.9.
3.
Tonight is the night, even though Husker Nick's already competed in the Cornhusker State Games.
Mm-hmm.
It's always funny every year that they do softball and a couple other sports the week before the games actually start.
Right.
So, like, we're already
that
done.
That is weird.
Yeah, you guys are already done with everything.
Well, they got co-ed this week for softball. They have to split it up because so many athletes are in it,
That's right. So many people are going to be a part of the Cornhusker State Games with the opening ceremonies tonight.
Yeah.
It's a free event. The ceremonies itself begins at 8. We've got fireworks. We've got all kinds
of... And is that at Seacrest Field?
Yes, Seacrest Field. It's going to be beautiful weather for it, too. But before that, though, they'll have the torchlighter, Mr. Alex Gordon. You might have heard of him.
Who?
Yeah, wait, who?
Hanging at Den Hartog Field right before the event, signing autographs and saying hi to people. So he'll be there. Eric Crouch will also be there. You might have heard of him, too.
Wait,
famous Huskers that have done some stuff. But they'll be a part of the opening ceremonies. It will be broadcast on, what is it, Nebraska News Channel, I believe is what it's called. And like LNK TV,
okay.
If you want to watch it on TV. Otherwise, come join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. They'll have fireworks at the end of it. And a really good time for everybody. Absolutely free. Seacrest Field, Cornhusker State Games, 8 o'clock tonight.
The National High School Finals Rodeo starts Sunday. There you go. Starts officially, the events do Sunday evening all the way through Saturday evening. So Sunday evening, July 18th through Saturday evening, July 24th at the Lancaster Event Center. 13 performances running daily over 7 days.
That's
in that
wild.
Time frame. Man. There are so many stinking people in Lincoln descending upon our town as we speak. Watch the largest number of contestants of any rodeo in the world.
And competitors from like Canada and Mexico, right?
1,700 National High School Rodeo Association athletes from 43 U.S. states, five Canadian provinces, and Mexico compete for world championship belt buckles. I mean, this is going to be insane. Plus, the Lincoln Rodeo and Horse Expo is the region's largest Western-themed expo for everything you need, like apparel-wise, jewelry, decor, farm and ranch equipment.
Spurs. I can get spurs.
Yeah. Your chaps. Man. There you go.
Oh, get your chaps.
Yeah, get those chaps. Oh, you could get them. You could get maybe them like leather stamped to say Greg F. down the side.
Happy 40th birthday gift.
Oh, my God.
Do you think they'd let me into the rail yard if I got some assless chaps on?
All chaps are buttless.
I know. That's why I always laugh whenever they call them. Because like if they're chaps, they have no, there's no butt on
there's
them.
There's no butt. There's no butt.
Yeah, on-site what do chaps cafes. And JP have in common? They got no butt.
They got no butt. Nice. There's on-site cafes and food trucks, 900 plus restaurants in town. So everyone get ready. Be really, really cordial. Be really nice. Show everyone a good life, good time. That's a Lancaster event. Center, and then to kick things off this Saturday, aka tomorrow, right. In the rail yard is Welcome to Lincoln Day live music from Glenn Templeton.
Very
so
cool.
Athletes are, if you're tuned in or family and friends, if you know someone, please spread the word.
Yep.
It's we want to involve and invite all those athletes and everyone to the rail yard tomorrow for the kind of kickoff of it all.
Very cool.
One,
we can thank the man, Garth Brooks. We get to have a beer in Memorial Stadium.
Yes.
So 80,000 plus going to be there for that big show. And the Lincoln City Council on Monday approved a special designated license to allow Premier Catering to sell alcohol in Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
For what could be the first time. They're not sure. They were talking about it. They were not sure if this happened back in 87 with Farm Aid, if there was alcohol or not.
Well, I guarantee there was. It's just whether or not it was supposed to be in there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So they'll be able to sell.
This is a huge deal because, I mean, if this goes well, I mean, this is prior conversations, of course, but if this goes well, I mean, maybe this could happen again.
Be looking for.
I hope so. It all is going to depend on if UNL decides that it's time to move forward during games. Do you guys think Trev Alberts might be able to have something to do with this? Because remember, he's been up in Omaha.
That's
true. He's been up in Omaha, and if you look over at Crayton. Hoo Jays, they like to sell alcohol.
Yeah, and they make good side money on that whole thing, too.
You know, absolutely.
So this license, awesome. Not only beer, but you get beer, wine, and distilled spirits.
Yes!
For this license. So
yes.
We will have beverages in Memorial Stadium.
I'll be honest, I might accidentally have a whiskey night that night.
Whiskey.
Ooh, man. I don't know.
It's Garth Brooks.
The question is am I fighting somebody or not?
Right. I guess, do I want to remember it or
guys,
not?
You guys, whiskey hits differently for different people, but I find most men, it is a bad combination. Unless you're just at home hanging out.
I'm the rootinest, tootinest cowgirl you'll ever meet on whiskey.
Oh, man,
oh my God.
I am about as ornery as it gets.
I love it. Awesome. Sweet. Alcohol at Memorial Stadium for Garth Brooks, August 14th.
And it's a sold-out show, but you can keep winning tickets from us at KZKX.com. That's what's trending.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Everybody's favorite game. It's time to play Out of Context Contest. We'll get contestants in minutes.
What the heck were you thinking?
Do you want something physical?
What in the world were you thinking?
The JP hole is so much fun.
What were you thinking?
10 wieners, 10 buns. It's time.
I don't think I miss what you're thinking miss.
And it's time to play Out of Context That will never get old.
No, never.
You like to play and win. What are we winning today, Coryell?
Jameson Rogers tickets.
All right.
Jameson Rogers, Cody Hicks, July 24th at the Polk County Sale.
That'll be fun.
All right, so 466-9696. If you'd like to go to a concert, we've got free tickets for you. All you have to do is play Out of Context Contest. 466-9696. We'll get three of you on the line to battle it out.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
Do you want something physical?
What in the world were you thinking?
The JP hole is so much fun.
What were you thinking?
10 wieners, 10 buns. It's time.
I don't think I miss what you're thinking miss.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game, Out of Context Contest, where you can win your way to see Jameson Rogers live. He's at the Polk County Fair right next weekend.
Polk County Fair next weekend with Cody Hicks.
All right, we've got Matt, Derek, and Brian on the show. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
All right, so Husker Nick, take it away.
All right, guys, super simple game here, Brian, that we're going to play. We took some audio out of context from the show. We are going to play the audio for you, and then I'll give you an A, a B, or a C. Two of them, hopefully, are hilarious jokes, and then one of them is the truth. A lot of the times, the truth is just as zany, okay?
Yep.
All right. He is no stranger to this game.
I know.
And here...
Hold on one
your...
second, because something did not save correctly.
Okay, yeah, you're
just
fine.
Hang on. We'll get it for you here in a second.
Filibuster. Anyway, so did anyone watch American Horror Stories?
Here we go.
Blow into the bottom, and then it works so fine and dandy.
Okay! Blow into the bottom, then it works fine and dandy. Did you hear that, Brian?
Yeah.
Good. I can play it one more
time.
One
more time. Hit it. Hit it.
Blow into the bottom, and then it works so fine and dandy.
Hey, Coryell's talking about a blow-up punching bag that she has at the house.
Blow into the bottom, and then it works so fine and dandy.
B, she's talking about her favorite blow-up mattress she takes camping.
Blow into the bottom, and then it works so fine and dandy.
C, she's talking about Nintendo game cartridges.
Blow into the bottom, and then it works so fine and dandy.
What do they get us, Brian?
C.
Ooh. Side note, none of those are funny jokes. That was terrible. All right, we'll move on to the next one.
That was good. That was good.
God, what is wrong with me today?
No,
all right,
you
let's
got
get
it.
To the
keep
next.
Going.
I'm
all right,
so
Brian's got a point.
Myself.
Here's number two in Out of Context Contest. See the extra bat wings hanging down as she's doing it.
What? I even need to make jokes here. Honestly. A. JP was talking about his favorite part of watching the Batgirl series is the extra bat wings she has hanging down.
See the extra bat wings hanging down as she's doing it.
Wow. B. JP on why he... Hang on. JP on why he loves to sit front and center at the strip club.
See the extra bat wings hanging down as she's doing it.
Oh, God, JP. Or, C, JP's making fun of old women and the skin they have that hangs down on their arms because they're old.
See the extra bat wings hanging down as she's doing it.
C.
It is C. He was being super mean to old gals.
No, he wasn't. He
you
was.
Do
he
not
wasn't
thank
being
you
mean.
You do not refer to their...
Girls even call it
bat
wings.
I called
wings.
It my bat wings. That's
Here's
right.
The deal.
I called them my bat
Girls
wings.
Girls can call it that, JP. Us dudes cannot refer to ladies' arms with bat wings. If they that.
Well, in his defense, I brought it up first, and he said he liked watching the old women get
like
down
to
the chicken.
All right. Okay, one more.
I can call it that because I have one myself.
Yeah!
There you go.
That's what Brian.
He's like a flying squirrel.
Not a proud moment.
No, be proud of that. Own that up. Okay,
right, so
number
Brian's
three.
Got two. Here's number three in Out of Context Contest.
But of course, if I knew somebody who really would enjoy it, I'd probably give it to
right.
them.
Right.
Yeah! A, Coryell wants to give JP's Astros championship ring to an Astros fan who might actually appreciate it. And you're a Yankees fan, so why do you even have it? That's weird.
But, of course, if I knew somebody who really would enjoy it, I'd probably give it to them.
B, that was Coryell's thought process the first time she went speed dating.
I'd probably give it to them. You know my phone number.
Or C, Coryell found an 8-year-old bag of Doritos in her gym bag and was thinking about giving it away to somebody.
I'd probably give it to them.
Hey.
It is A.
Yeah, Brian!
You know the show.
Nice job, Brian.
Go ahead.
No, good job, Brian. What'd you say?
Yeah, good job.
I was going to say, as funny as B would be, but no, okay.
You are correct.
That's hilarious. Brian, you're hooked up. We got some Jameson Rogers ticket for you for the Polk County Fair, all right?
Yep.
Hang on the phone. We'll get more details to you. Thank you to Derek and Matt for playing along.
For hanging on the line.
Right there, just in case Brian couldn't get them all. And he did because he's a pro. And that's Out of Context Contest.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Coming up, an opportunity to ask your teenager about stuff. And your response is on the way. You can join in the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, KX969.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On KX96.9.
It started online. It was a TikTok video
of a mom quizzing her daughter
about things.
Well,
from
that
the
are
80s?
Well, so yeah, old school,
school stuff,
or objects and things that is it precede them? Is that the word?
Yeah,
things
yeah.
that maybe they didn't quite grow up with.
Right,
asking them, but we would probably know above like the age of at least 20, right?
If
maybe,
JP
or 25?
Was doing this, he'd be like pterodactyl. Things from his childhood.
I get it. Comet.
Yeah. The joke didn't land. Sorry. So we asked you to
well,
ask
you,
your teens.
You probably didn't know what that was.
What a pterodactyl is?
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
We asked you to ask your teen or a teen what some of these things were. Because shockingly enough, not every teenager will know what these are. Like an Atari, a phone jack, a hacky sack, Rolodex, and Trapper Keeper. Those are just a few that we had you ask them. And we had a few great responses. Can I say Elisa's first?
Yeah, please say some of the ones that have been posted.
Okay, so we asked you on Facebook, and you can do this too at any time. KX969. Lisa says, these are the responses she got from a teenager. Atari. An Indian guitar that has a long stick.
Yeah.
A phone jack.
A sitar.
A charger. Hacky sack. A bag you puke in. Rolodex, a camera, and Trapper Keeper, a binder thing. So that was her 13-year-old's response. Nice. The only reason she knew about the Trapper Keeper was because I guess they made a comeback when she was in elementary school.
A little bit, they were there.
Let's
That's
see.
Hilarious.
Shelley says, my 11-year-old knew what a couple of them were, and when I explained the others, she says, oh yeah, I've seen those. And then a few others. Let's see. One second.
Typical kid response, too. Yeah. Sure you have, you little turd.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
there
what
was
I
mostly a lot of
like.
Really confused looks and a lot of refusal to like actually partake in this thing.
Andrew's kid said, I have an iPhone jack. Is that the same?
Well, sort of.
Stacy's daughter,
really.
Though. That was a good one.
Stacy's is funny. It says, my daughter asked if a Trapper Keeper was a job.
And then we were lucky to have a couple people that gave us some bonus stuff. Like Becky Harris got her kids on video. And then Erica Wilson had her twin, almost 14-year-old daughters do this.
What's a hacky sack?
A thing that you put your feet in and you jump across.
Some potatoes?
Yeah, where you, like, it's like the potato race, the hacky sack potato race.
What's a Rolodex?
The thing where
it's a watch, Rolex.
No, it's one of those things where you organize stuff. What Michael Scott had.
Michael Scott, the Office reference.
What's a Trapper Keeper?
Things you put like notebooks.
A bear keeper.
Oh, bear keeper.
I don't. You're stupid.
Trapper keeper.
It's one of those like big binder things.
Oh yes, one of those.
They put like paper and all your materials in.
Good job.
They did pretty good.
Hey, they
that
did
is really
well.
Good.
I mean, kind of.
That was pretty good.
Stupid.
You can tell that. You can tell the sibling love.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure.
Hey, Coryell on Twitter, Marty says, ask Coryell what a mammal is.
Okay. No, did we really get that? Stop. Sorry. Oh, come on, you guys. A mammal is not a seahorse. I can tell you that much.
It's not a seahorse.
A mammal is not a seahorse.
Referencing to, was it, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yeah, they quizzed me so that every answer I got wrong, I had to eat that peanut butter pickle sandwich.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but you were definitely, you thought a seahorse was a mammal.
I was tricked.
Oh, if you want to.
By my own brain.
Revisit that one. You can find that on the videos page on the Kick Board Facebook page.
I love our listeners. They're so awesome.
They're fantastic. So, hey, continuing going, ask your kids, your teenagers that this weekend. Pop it up on Facebook if you'd like to be a part of the fun.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Not far away, another new game for you to play, Florida Man. You get that in about 20 minutes with a free fun Friday. It's Kicks.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Got a side gig for you guys if you want to jump at it. The spice company McCormick's needs part-time help with one of their products. And it's not a boring spice like celery salt or parsley flakes or those annoying, delicate bay leaves.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bay leaves are gross.
McCormick's is good.
It's good stuff. You're going to be working with taco seasoning.
Oh.
It's a limited time, 4-month gig where you'll serve as the director of taco relations.
Yes. Keep going.
I think I already serve as the director of taco relations.
God, I am so excited about this already.
No prior experience is necessary. You just have to be 21 and have a, quote, deep love of tacos.
I mean, I am all those things.
21 and up, or you have to be 21 on the dot?
21 and up.
Okay, I was going to say.
I could do that.
You'll need to work up to 20 hours per week from September through December.
I will work so hard.
And you can do it remotely most of the time.
Okay.
Part of the job does include some travel to their headquarters in Maryland and other taco locations in the U.S. The job itself involves keeping tabs on taco trends, developing content for social media. Coriel already does that. Tasting and consulting on taco recipes, chatting with taco chefs across the country, and providing other taco-related services. The best part of this job?
Tell me.
I've said all those things.
Tell me.
For September through December, $100,000 for the job salary.
You know how many tacos I could buy with $100,000?
Are you kidding? Nope.
So I get to eat tacos.
That blows my mind. What, Nick?
I get to eat tacos, breathe tacos, live tacos, sleep tacos for like 4 months, and I get $100,000.
Uh-huh.
I always thought my dream job was to be a GM of an NFL team. Nope. Yeah. This is my dream job.
The taco guy.
I would love Director to be this taco relations. Person.
I'm sorry I'm so quiet right now. I'm just honestly shocked.
Would you, can I ask this question, Coriel? Because I already know the answer, but you'd have to walk around and go, hi, my name's Coriel Thomas, Director of Taco, what was it? Relations.
Relations.
Yeah.
Like, you have to introduce yourself as that everywhere you go.
Business card.
Like, hi, I'm Coriel. I'd like, you're just,
my
you're
business
like,
card is it's already just charred into the side of a hard shell taco, and I hand it to them.
The only person that would already know ahead of time is if you went to one of those bathrooms where they got the attendant in there, like the attendant, and you'd be like, hi, I'm Coriel. I'm the whatever, taco
director,
director of taco relations.
Taco
relations. They're like, oh no, I could tell.
No, I know because it's written in every bathroom stall.
Yes, because you just peeled the paint off of this entire room.
So if you want to apply for it, Coriel, or anybody else interested.
Could you do, Coriel, you can't do this.
Why?
Because you'd have to have cheese on your tacos.
Nick, we've been over this. I will pick and choose my battles. I think I will stomach cheese.
Like a little
for $100,000? Are you kidding?
Drizzle's such a gross word.
Drizzle?
Drizzle is?
I think it's the way JP says it.
Over the top of the taco.
Say drizzle
JP's
again.
Like, drizzle.
Okay. Just drizzle it over the top of the taco.
No, don't say it like
Maybe
that.
Maybe it's because everybody calls it your jizzle pizzle and then the drizzle.
Shadizzle. All right. Well, McCormick.com is where you go to apply.
I cannot handle you this morning.
So, Coriel, you get a short video recorded.
Okay.
And get that deadline. It's next Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. So.
I'm sorry, but I'm coming for this, too.
Okay. Well, both
Nick.
Of you guys, our video's done.
I'm against you, Coriel.
No.
In this scenario.
Well, okay, fine. Okay,
here's your challenge. You guys both film a video this weekend of you guys applying for this job at McCormick.com.
I am at a wedding this weekend. I don't even know if I'll be able to form sentences.
You can squeeze away.
You know that, hey, here's what I picture. Here's what I picture Coryell's video. You know that song, It's Raining Tacos, which is one of the greatest songs ever. From out of the sky, tacos, no need to ask why. Mm-hmm. And then, you know that, there's that gif of that woman with the
hot dogs,
wieners hitting her in the face. Instead, it'd be you with just hard shell tacos. just raining on you.
And then and a post-checkup, like, and I have like little cuts all over my face. And that's like, literally all you need
is that video. And you would, you would go viral with that.
Oh, can we do that?
Let's go. Hey, let's go buy. What are you doing Sunday? What are you doing Sunday?
I'm apparently getting tacos.
We're buying. I'm going to buy 30 tacos if you'll let me stand over you and pour them on your face.
Okay. Okay. Yes, let's do this. That's okay.
And I'm making this video Sunday.
Buy 32 so we can each have a taco.
It's a date.
Ahead of time.
Oh, I'll still eat those tacos. Don't worry.
I'll film it. You drop the tacos on her face.
Yes, we'll stepladder.
Get you in for McCormick's.
We're just, yes.
The director of taco relations.
Slow motion.
It's going
to happen. Here's what's next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, the new Florida Man game with your chance to win.
Seriously. What the f***? Picture life.
So a new game created by Coryell.
Ha ha ha!
For a Friday. It's called the Florida Man game. So if you'd like to play, explain the game to folks real quick.
Okay, so if you would like to play, I've got a few headlines that either came about because of a Florida man or not. It's that simple. So I read you a headline, and you say true or false, whether or not a Florida man actually did this.
Okay.
Or this happened because of a Florida man. If he's involved in any way, shape, or form, you say true. If you think a Florida man couldn't possibly do this, you say false. That's how it goes. Okay. Josh, turn your tickets on the line.
Okay.
We'll take a contestant.
All right, so 466-9696 if you'd like to play and win Josh Turner tickets.
I've got five headlines for you. You have to get at least two correct,
okay,
whether or not they involve Florida men.
466-9696 to play the Florida Man game next.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
In the morning. Yeah.
On Kix 96.9.
Seriously.
Florida.
What the f***?
Florida.
Picture life.
Florida.
All right, so it's a new game that Coryell's created called the Florida Man Game. And we bring in Lexi to play the game this morning. Good morning, Lexi.
Lexi, are you there?
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning. Hey. Happy Friday. You got plans for the weekend?
I'm going to a winery on Saturday, but that's it.
Oh, nice. Dang. That'll be fun. So, Lexi, it's the Florida Man game. There are five headlines, and you simply have to tell us true or false for each headline whether or not a Florida man did this, said this, created this chaos. It is up to you to decide, okay?
All right.
Okay, so the first thing is, Florida man stole a Tesla after being chased for 45 minutes by police, was caught when he crashed the car into his girlfriend, who was driving his car. True or false?
False.
You are correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
What state do you think it's from?
What state was that one from?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Definitely not Florida.
It's Florida Man game. You just tell me whether it's a Florida man or not.
Like, we would also like to know what state it actually came from.
Well, then you should have clarified that before.
It feels like that felt like a Texas type
situation. A Texas thing, yeah.
I would definitely say Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Oh, wait. No. They don't drive Teslas in Texas.
Oh, that's right.
They drive big diesel vehicles. This has to be California.
California.
Okay,
California.
Got it.
Or Colorado, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so Florida man in his... Okay, Florida man in his teens says Satan tempted him to commit burglary to pay for college.
Satan.
So a teen man or teen... Florida man.
His what tempted him?
His Satan. Satan tempted him to commit burglary to pay for college. True or false? Was this a Florida man / teen?
She said true.
You are correct!
Yeah, it sounded Florida-like.
The teen said he decided to rob homes to get money to pay for college because the devil swayed him to steal. Number three, Florida man arrested for attacking daughter with pizza after she didn't want to eat with him. True or false?
Ooh.
true?
You are correct again.
Wow.
A Florida man has been arrested for allegedly attacking his daughter with pizza after she told him that she wasn't feeling well and asked him to leave. She didn't want to eat with him, so he just began throwing slices of pizza at her, hitting her in the face with pizza.
She got three.
Wow.
Out of five.
Yeah.
So she wins.
She wins.
Hey, nice job.
Good job. Gosh, that was easy.
I'd be so happy.
Because all you had to do was really get two right, and you just nailed. I mean, you nailed it.
I'd be so happy if every time my wife and I got in an argument, she threw pizza at me.
Same. Yeah.
So awesome.
Do it again. Oh yeah.
You don't happen to have a bush light with you, girl, do you?
Yeah, fling the bush light at me. But just lob the bush light. Don't like throw it real hard.
Good job, Lexi. You're going to Josh Turner at Sumter Amphitheater this summer.
Sweet.
Yeah, he's on the line.
Thanks for playing the Florida Man game.
Coming up. Go. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City. We'll get you another round of fake news to win as well as we get the weekend rolling with Kix.
When I wake up,
ooh, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake.
Fake news.
I can hardly
wait. And a chance to play and win some Raising Cane's today with fake news. A couple box combos for Tracy if she can get these right. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
All right, so I'm going to give you some headlines. You just have to tell me which ones are real and which ones are fake. If you can get them all right, you're going to go to Raising Cane's, okay?
Okay.
All right, so headline number one, pro tip, don't French kiss a cobra. That a real or fake headline?
Say that again.
Pro tip, don't French kiss a cobra.
Real?
It is. So, there's a guy named Filipino Snake Man, otherwise known as Bernardo Alvarez. He's long claimed to be immune from the poisonous venom of cobras. Unfortunately for him, he's wrong. Because after catching a northern Philippine cobra by hand and showing it off to the applauding neighbors, Bernardo then reportedly pulled the snake close to his face and pretended to kiss it. Sadly, the snake's definition of a kiss was different than his, and it lunged at his mouth and bit his tongue. Apparently, he screamed in pain before collapsing to the ground and, unfortunately, did not survive the cobra's kiss.
All I can say is... moron.
Right, exactly. Moron is the correct term. All right, headline number two in fake news. Waco, Texas, city board to vote on changing the name of the city to Spacetown. Is that a real or fake headline?
No. Let's go fake.
And you're right. That would be really, I don't even know why they name it Spacetown. I mean, I know that Houston is the place where NASA was, like, created and all that stuff, but why would they put it down in Waco? That doesn't make any sense. All right, so final headline. Soccer fan's 15-hour drinking bender ends with a flare up his butt.
I'm going to go real.
And it's real, too. Charlie Perry, apparently, is a soccer fan who would let pride get in the way of his fandom to celebrate England's success in the Euro Championship. He went on a bender. That lasted reporting 15 hours and 20 cans of cider and then letting someone light a fire in his bum. He was able to get into Wembley Stadium along with a bunch of other gate crashers without a ticket to watch the championship game. People are crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Tracy, thanks for playing fake news. You're going to Raising Cane's free, all right?
Thank you.
If you wake up in a bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
It puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
So on Fridays, we get double the good things. You get one here and another one coming up at 9:50. And this one is all about all of the concerts we have going on this weekend.
So many things, even starting tonight with Tracy Byrd at the Saline County Fair there at the fairgrounds in Crete.
which is always a good time.
Yeah, so you can bring your
family. Tracy Byrd, oh my God, all the hits.
Yeah. Tracy Byrd, one of my friends says Tracy was the first concert they ever went to.
Well, really cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So it'll be awesome. If you want to start the weekend off right, Tracy Byrd, Saline County Fair, they're in Crete.
Then John Michael Montgomery at the Douglas County Fair.
John
junkyard,
Michael Montgomery.
Junkstock.
Grounds. And Thompson Square.
Oh, that's right. Both of them are going to be
out. Yeah. It's at Sycamore Farms, home of Junkstock.
Okay. So get out and enjoy some live country music. We've got your chance to win all kinds of tickets as well to all these shows and even more coming our way.
There's even stuff happening tomorrow as well for Welcome to Lincoln Day
for the
National High School Finals Rodeo, which we will get to. We'll talk in depth about that again here shortly, too. So more information on that coming up.
Go join us for the giant party that is downtown in the Rail Yard, too. Just a few of the concerts you can keep winning tickets to, all the big shows, including Garth Brooks and that sold-out show. We'll have more details about the latest on the Garth Brooks Memorial Stadium concert and beer in the stadium coming up with what's trending. If you missed that, we'll get that. And we'll get more chance for you to win Garth tickets on our website at KZKX.com and all the shows, all the tickets from Kix.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Got some brand new babies. Jungle John live with us in studio, plus what's trending and a redneck review too.
Tomorrow night, John Michael Montgomery with Thompson Square live at Douglas County Fair. We'll see you at the Junkstock Grounds off West Dodge Street. Get details now at KZKX.com.
This portion of the morning show brought to you by Nutrition Authority.
Come on now.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big, handsome lizard.
So are you going to touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
it's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
Fresh from the baby-making factory.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Jungle John.
Wait a minute. As long as you understand who's making the babies.
Right.
It's not yours truly.
No. You're not the one making all the babies. It is
all these little fuzzy, furry, feathered, fin critters.
All of those people, all the fuzzy critters are the ones that are making the babies.
Exactly.
So you have a new baby.
And she's adorable. It's Pebbles.
Pebbles.
Her name is Pebbles.
Pebbles the penguin.
If you are watching on Facebook, KX Mornings, make sure you pay attention because here she comes on your screen.
She's going to come up.
Pebbles.
And the cutest little thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
And she's history for the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Okay, how so?
Because Lincoln has never had a penguin hatched before.
Really?
So that's just it. The egg was there, and then we had a hand raiser. We had to make basically fish milkshake, squirt it all up and squirt it into her throat, okay, like that, so she could get bigger and bigger. And now she's just this beautiful. She's about 2/3 of an adult penguin.
Okay.
And she's about 6 pounds, okay? And she eats about 1 pound of fish a day. That'd be like you, JP,
she's
eating
so
over 100
cute.
Quarter pounders a day.
Yeah, oh man, that's a lot of food.
Wouldn't that be
food.
Fun?
That would be great.
It would
I'd
be
huge.
But she's doing.
I'm obsessed with Pebbles.
Isn't that cute? You just kind of go, oh, she's just so cute,
that's
little
so
baby.
So sweet. So
she really is.
How long till she's like in public view?
Well, that's a smart question, actually, because she's got to learn to swim first.
Okay.
You know, and all the big penguins go swimming and bobbing around.
Right.
She's just getting her juvenile feathers now that will be waterproof. She's got to work on this. So we're going to start her in a very shallow 1-inch pool as she gets taller and bigger.
So
and bigger.
You guys legit will train her.
Yep.
On how to swim.
She doesn't get swimming lessons.
Wow. That is so crazy.
Can I volunteer to give her swimming lessons?
Can you swim?
Never mind, though. It'll be somebody more fun.
But so that's just it. So stay tuned. You'll be one of the first ones we tell when she's out in the public. But the big adults come in and check her out every day, and she kind of looks up at them because I guess she's about 2/3 the size of an adult penguin.
Right.
So, and she is just the cutest darn thing.
So, but she will she be bigger than that?
Oh, she'll get adult size.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you meant like her.
Her jeans are small.
Her jeans
are small. She's barely 2 months old.
Okay. Well, okay. That makes sense.
So give her some time.
Okay. Exactly. I'll give Pebble some time. It'll my happen. Goodness.
Let her grow, for Christ's sake.
Thank you very much. We've ought to got to grow up. Right.
Pebbles was the name that I voted for as well.
Oh, well, you did not have any special influence.
I'm just saying.
Even though you are special.
Thank you very much. Okay. But I did vote for the name Pebbles to win so the naming contest.
I didn't want Pebbles, but that's okay.
What did you want?
What did you want? Okay. Come on now.
I wanted Blue.
Blue?
Because Blue would be celebrating the memory of her mom.
Oh. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was saying, like, you're my boy Blue from old school.
No.
Because there was Blue and, like, Penelope.
Yeah.
And Kiwi.
There were some cute names in there.
Yeah, it was cute.
Pebbles is cute.
You know, but Pebbles the penguin.
But if you're watching along on the Facebook page, KX Mornings, look at this face on the screen.
She's so
And tell
sweet.
Me that that isn't a Pebbles.
That is the most adorable thing you've ever seen.
Go for the bubbles.
That's
the bubbles.
A Pebbles right there.
That's Pebbles right there.
All right. So.
It's great. But, you know, and there's a lot of things happening at the zoo.
Yes.
You know, we're open every day, 10 to 5, Wednesdays till 8 o'clock at night. And a week from tomorrow,
yep.
Brews at the Zoo, Loose Affiliation.
We'll
yes!
be playing.
Yes! It's an adult-only night at the Lincoln Children's Zoo with adult refreshments.
That's okay. Right.
So we got local brewers and wine and cider and all kinds of good stuff.
Cool.
That's awesome. Cannot wait. Okay, tickets.
Do you ride the giraffes?
She has the strangest questions, JP.
It's standard.
Sorry.
She's been trained by Husker Nick how to ask.
Okay.
I have to derail a little bit in honor of Husker Nick.
Okay,
so no
giraffes.
Riding the giraffes, no riding the animals.
How about you
let the giraffe ride you?
No.
But to get your tickets for Brewer's Zoo, go to LincolnZoo.org, get your tickets, because they do go fast. We got Loose Affiliation, yes. We got great refreshments, we got a lot of fun at your Lincoln Children's Zoo.
It's a lot of fun, and we love you, Jungle John. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jungle John.
Bye-bye.
Go say hi to Pebbles Online on Facebook Live with Kix 6.9. One big thing is welcoming all of the rodeoers to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeehaw!
It's the National High School Finals Rodeo. Starts up officially tomorrow or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, the competition, that is.
Yes, so it looks like about 13 events throughout, each day throughout this whole week that the National High School Finals Rodeo is here. It is the 18th through the 24th at the Lancaster Event Center. Okay. That's also where you can find, a rodeo expo for a bunch of different apparel, home decor, farm equipment, clothes, of course. There's food, and that's just like the extra perks along with, of course, everyone competing for the championship.
Which is so cool.
Belt buckle. It's like 1,700 contestants, I think.
Wow.
From 43 different states, 5 provinces in Canada, and there's Mexico representation too. There was, I think there was another wild, faraway place that was supposed to be involved this year, but couldn't travel due to COVID restrictions, but...
Really cool, though.
Yeah, it's insane. It's so cool. And, about 30,000 people are descending upon our city starting, now. You know, friends and family and other people here to spectate. So make sure you go to LancasterEventCenter.org to get the info for the rodeo itinerary and get your tickets for stuff. But tomorrow is the Welcome to Lincoln Day in the rail yard.
And that's the big party we've got with Glenn Templeton going to be down there. It's like $5 a ticket. It's not too expensive, and a lot of fun going on throughout the whole day.
Yeah.
Leading up to that.
It's a good spot to welcome these people and show them a good life, good time. And we're just kind of kicking off the whole shebang tomorrow in the rail yard with Glenn Templeton for Welcome to Lincoln Day.
All right. So get on it. Have some fun this weekend. If you missed any of today's show, you can catch on our podcast at KZKX.com. We will see you out and about at one of the many things we've got going on this weekend. Be sure to say hey. We'll be glad to shout you guys out on Monday when we get back. We'll also have a Make It Right Monday for a son to a mom and a lot more. If you need our help with Make It Right Monday, you can always message us Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Have a great weekend.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning. Yeah. Kix 96.